By all accounts, the defense minister is going to announce some sort of enhancement to the Canada Child Benefit today as part of the fall economic update. What do you think about that?
Generally speaking, I think it's a good move. These are monies that go to parents and are targeted at poverty reduction, which is a good thing. I think we have some evidence that it's working in that regard. And so whenever we see, we definitely want to see money going to parents so that they can choose what to do with it. This is a preferable method of funding rather than taking the money and spending it on spaces or systems.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, I have so much evidence that I don't know how much time you have, but I'll start with...
We have 6.5 minutes.
I'll start with the Quebec model. It's being touted, it's often touted in the media and elsewhere as being an effective one. So the principles there are that it's supposed to be a quality and universal, accessible and developmental system. Those were called the Quad principles. And on all four counts, it fails. So we have independent peer-reviewed researchers suggesting that the quality of care is mediocre. We see that it's not actually universal. So if parents have a hard time finding childcare now, they're also going to have a hard time finding childcare with a system like the one they have in Quebec. So essentially it's not accessible. It doesn't involve developmental principles for children either. It basically fails on all of those counts. And then there's the idea that it actually pays for itself, which is... They say that because it increased women's labor force participation.
Okay. What's flawed with that?
Well, I'm skeptical about whether it actually did, but even if it did, we have no reason to believe that that would be applicable to the rest of Canada because the rest of Canada already has a fairly high labor force participation from women. So we can only increase that so much.
So because there is so much penetration already of women in the workforce, how many additional women would actually enter the workforce that are basically caregivers at home right now, in other words? Is that what you're saying?
Precisely. Okay. So the increased taxes that would supposedly come from that, you have to have a pretty low labor force participation and then boost it up. But I'm personally skeptical of whether it actually did that. We have some evidence that the Quebec system, the daycare system, didn't actually boost labor force participation as much as we're told. But you're right. You've just phrased it correctly. It, even if it did, we don't know that that would be applicable to the rest of Canada. The other thing is no government's ever going to get rid of the child. Something like the child tax benefit is a pretty standard offering for families. So if you were to go in the system direction, we would see a doubling of the cost to the output. So economic times are good now. What happens when they're not? We still have to sustain that social program that we've created in a time of economic prosperity. So essentially, money for parents is always going to be spent better than money on systems or spaces.
Okay. $24 billion, though, is a lot of money, right? In the Canada Child Benefit is running about $24 billion. As a government program, return to families on a sliding scale. The other side says, imagine the child care system you could build in Canada if you spent $24 billion a year. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that assumption?
Okay, so I've just said a couple of things.
Yeah.
I don't believe we would ever replace the child tax benefit. So we would see in addition. It would be basically a doubling of the output.
Okay.
Also, the starting terrain for daycare systems has been proven by Quebec to just go up and up and up. They started their system in 95 or 96, I can't remember, but basically it's increased by at least 850% the cost of their system. So be very careful when you're looking at children. This is, childcare should be expensive from a certain perspective. We don't want to have cheap child care. So the costs go up and up, and it really is the sky's the limit. As I already said, the quality of care in Quebec is low. So, and they have a huge output of finances into that system.
$2.5 billion a year is the figure, right?
Right. Yeah.
$2.5 billion a year. Okay.
So I don't expect that it would ever remain a manageable or sustainable amount of money. But ultimately, the biggest problem with the systems, national daycare systems, is that end up functioning. They're voluntary, of course, in theory, but in principle, they end up being coercive, because when the government subsidizes something that much, parents end up being compelled into making that decision. It becomes something of a norm. And I think at that point, we would have to have a discussion about child outcomes, attachment principles, and again, what parents want with regards to their child care choices.
And what do the outcomes suggest, briefly?
So we have a paper coming out on Friday that's written by a 2-decade-long social worker, and she talks about attachment principles. Those are generally weak in center-based daycare. What we see there is that children end up being turning to their peers for love, guidance, and development. And so they call that peer orientation in amongst developmental psychologists, and that's a problem. And that's something we see exhibited in Quebec daycare as well. Basically, children are raising other children, and what we want, and you can inject attachment principles into daycare, so this is not a statement against daycare all told, but it's more difficult to do. And when you prioritize center-based daycare over other options, essentially, it's difficult to insert those attachment principles. So child outcomes, I think, are obviously something we need to be considering when we talk about daycare and how we fund families. And I'm not convinced that national systems will fare well on that front.
Okay. What's your best guess about what the finance minister says today? That the Canada Child Benefit will be indexed to the rate of inflation? Do you think that's what he's going to say?
Possibly, or either that, or that the threshold of, I think, 30,000 increase.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's something that people think is quite low. So yeah. I think one of those two things is going to happen, and I would be happy with that on the principle of money for parents being a good thing, and the idea of poverty eradication for families is important too.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea Morozak. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, from the family-focused think tank called CARTIS. She's the family program director there.